Welcome back. This is America Weekend. So happy to be with you today. Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Now, it's interesting, Leslie. I took a photograph. You didn't know this. Last week that we were recording, and I have to post this on some social media that takes photographs, which they all do. The photograph is of my Mac power source.
Yes.
And your Mac power source.
Okay.
My Mac power source is all jumbled and looks in a complete state of disrepair.
Okay.
Yours is neatly wound around the little clips to hold in the cord.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I bring this up is because we have a yin and yang kind of personality, which works great in chemistry. There are nice people, and then there are jerks. I'm not saying we are either of those.
I might be one of those.
But the opposite attract theory is very interesting.
Yes.
So I was interested in the fact that I am a little bit disorganized and you're extremely neat and very minimalistic in everything you do.
Slash compulsive.
That one could say that.
Yes.
So now coming to the idea of being nice or being a jerk is a debate. People have talked about this forever. Is it better, not only personally but in business, to be a nice person or to be a jerk?
Are those the only two choices? Because I think you can be firm and focused and businesslike and not necessarily nice, but not cross over into the line of actually being a jerk where you would abuse people, bark at people, not take their feelings into consideration, so forth. I think it's a continuum.
It is a continuum, but for this purpose of our discussion today, because there's an article I'm going to refer to from The Atlantic that talks about, do nice guys finish last?
At work. What's the definition of nice?
People who take other people's feelings into consideration, who are team players, who are not narcissistic or self-obsessed or possessed.
Are they so nice that they'll take on your problem before they'll solve their own problem?
Now, that's wimpy, honestly. That's not quite what we're talking about. We're just saying how you proceed in the workday.
Okay.
Being pleasant. You know, what happened to pleasant? Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Okay.
Pleasant. Then there are people who blow past you when they walk into the office. They don't say good morning. They have an attitude, a chip on their shoulder.
Oh.
Right?
Maybe they're just aloof.
They could be aloof. They could be scared. But nonetheless.
Or focused or not distracted or talking in their own head. I'm guilty of all those things, by the way. But I don't feel like I have a chip on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I don't want to be bothered.
But you're not a nice person.
No,
you're not a nice person. You're a nice woman.
Maybe. All right, but let's get back to your article.
So back to the article, do nice guys finish last? We always say that, right?
Yes.
In lexicon, we say nice guys finish last.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to say at work, nice guys do not finish last. Nice guys may finish last in relationships. But I think at work, that if you're nice and you're eager to help and be a team player and all that, that in today's environment, it's probably more helpful than not.
Well, at the University of Amsterdam, they did some research and they found that semi-obnoxious behavior, so it's not like all-out craziness, but semi-obnoxious
behavior. Not airy gold.
Right. Can make a person seem more powerful. Not only that, they make them more powerful. Sometimes when you act a certain way, then you become that action, right?
Right. So fake it before you make it.
Exactly. The same goes for overconfidence. Act like you're the smartest person around, and people will treat you along those lines.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I've actually seen that play out. I've seen people stand up in a meeting and deliver the stupidest idea ever with such amazing confidence and conviction that stupid idea had everyone in the room nodding yes because of the way, the confidence in which it was delivered. Mm-hmm.
The emperor has no clothes type of a thing.
Right.
So what they're saying is we believe that we want people who are modest and nice and authentic and positive. We believe that we want them to be those leaders, but we find that we rate them negatively, that the best predictors of higher salaries or getting chosen for a leadership position are the more confident, self-possessed, the people who may say stupid things, but they say it with a certain aplomb,
right,
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
People buy into it.
So that's interesting. I think there's a lesson there for women as well, who tend to speak with a little less conviction at work than men do. They use qualifying words, and they apologize sometimes before they ask a question. I'm sorry to ask this, but...
It may be a stupid question, however.
Right, and you shouldn't do that. And so that's a lesson. And also the other part of it is, I guess, the University of Amsterdam is proving that if you want to get ahead in your career, you need to be just a little bit of a prick.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. That's what they're saying in their article, that these people called you-know-whats, I'm not going to say the word because it's radio.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we may not like them, but we give them their due and they get ahead.
They demand the respect and we give it to them.
And they get promoted.
Okay.
They keep being kicked up.
All right. So now we know.
Now's the story we want to raise. Okay. It's America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jody the babysitter feels her expectation of privacy was violated when her employers confronted her with secret nanny cam footage where they heard a concerning situation between Jody and their child. Are the parents within their legal rights to hide a camera and tape their babysitter? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
In this instance, no. In every state, it is legal to make a secret video-only recording in your home. Most states make it illegal to record audio. So Jody's expectation of privacy was violated. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This NL MVP slugged 339 homers, knocked in nearly 1,500 runs, and showed off one of the strongest arms in the outfield during his 19 seasons.
Throw at the plate. They got him.
So where is Dave Parker now? Near the end of his career, Dave got into the fast food business. Today, the Cobra owns several Popeye chicken franchises in the Cincinnati area, where he partners with his wife, Kelly. She on the business side, Dave doing publicity. And Dave knows all about publicity. He starred in a 7-Up commercial during his playing days.
Hey, Dave Parker's turning 7-Up.
America is turning 7-Up.
Now aren't you thirsty? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.